This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
There's a great play that played a couple years ago in New York by Will Eno called Tom Paine. And there's something about it. It was one character, a monologue, where the one character was very confrontational with the audience. He would sort of like break down the fourth wall often. And I just got interested in that form as to apply it to poetry. So it would be much more of an active experience for the audience. So I read this in front of audiences, and it sometimes makes people uncomfortable because it seems like I'm asking them to participate in the poem. It's called Jesus Knew. Unlike you and I, Jesus knew he'd die. Some days a headache woke him, it lingered, nothing terrible, but the word hung around his temples like this soul everyone wants but can't find. Jesus knew he'd die, he just didn't know how. And that bothered him sometimes, and then he'd do one of his little bootleg tricks. What the hell? Didn't hurt anyone, didn't make anyone disappear forever. But the tricks stopped working. He forgot why he did them and what for. He confused a story about a guy named Jesus with a story about a father he never knew. And it all began to hang like a moth-eaten coat pulled out of a trunk on shaky days. Hey, let's return to the scene of the fucking tragedy. At least we all know how it turns out instead of this endless uncertainty. Hey, let's sell our souls a few more times. No one's really counting. Those little papers you trade for your sins, what do you call them? Anyone? No? Anyway, Jesus this, Jesus that, God of nickel, God of dime, right. The real Jesus, he was lost. He walked into the desert. Not far, really, his friends, his disciples. He told them he'd come back. Like us, he said this every time he left, but Jesus never said wait. Never pointed to the sky, never claimed he'd rise again, never asked us to eat his flesh. Jesus never asked anything, as far as I can tell. He got tired every day and then slept, sometimes okay, sometimes unbearable. The dreams, the Father, pointing a finger at everyone, a finger we can't even look at.